With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson, inside for Elba.
Now onto the Eels, ended up sixth, but they looked much better in the finals. This season, I personally think it was a great year for the Eels. I think they really developed.
I just couldn't see the Eels possibly taking their game to that next level. Yep. I said it last time I was on here, and you two sort of started to sway me the other way. I've never been more confident the Parramatta can take that next step.
Yeah.
Since that game against Penrith the other day, It was really impressive. And Mitch Moses has just gone to another level. Yep. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Moses. I always think with Moses, I remember watching him coming through. He could do the chip. He could do the cutout. He could do the no-looker. Playing junior footy wasn't a challenge for Mitch Moses. And yep. I reckon when you got that much talent, fuck, it must be hard coming into first grade.
All
of a sudden you went from the best guy on the field for the first 10 years of your life to now you've got guys who have been playing for 10, 15 years as a halfback.
Yep.
It's tough. I think he's really transitioned over the last 18 months, Mitch Moses. Another situation where he didn't have the stats and everything, so people bagged him. But I think he's matured incredibly well, and I think Parramatta should be very excited about the future.
I think so, absolutely. I think they looks like they found their strike centre in Panisi, is it?
Yeah.
Or Penisini. Is it Panisi or Penisini?
Penisini, I think it is. And he's, I mean, if you now, in hindsight, if you go back and watch all those Suwali highlights.
Mm.
You look at the guy putting him through all those holes.
Oh, really?
It's him.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's crazy. It's crazy how, you know, that all the good players, they've kind of played with each other.
Yeah.
I think Dylan Brown, towards the end of the season, started to realise what his role was, started to kind of like come into his own, go, okay, I'm a bit of a bigger body. And I just need to run the ball more. I need to tackle hard and run the ball more and let Mitchell Moses take care of the ball playing stuff. I thought it was a massive win for the Eels. They silenced a lot of people when it comes to that game against the Penn Panthers. A lot of people thought that, can you imagine how different this, if they get that win.
No, mate, what happens?
What happens? You know, fuck, that's crazy.
Like Penrith managed to beat Melbourne. Parramatta have beaten them twice this year.
Yep.
If Parramatta played the same way against Penrith as they did against Melbourne, they win that game.
Fuck. It's fucking mental, man. Mental. So, yeah, I think Eels fans, I would be very excited. Very excited. I thought Regan Campbell-Gillard, Junior Paulo went to another level.
How good was Campbell-Gillard when he returned?
Oh, mate. Mitchell Moses, I really think, has taken that next step. Now, we'll see how he goes next year. You can't predict the future, but it seems like he's taken the next step. Now, we'll quickly go through this last ones. Roosters. What is there to say? Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. What is there to say?
Everyone knows.
2022 is going to be bloody exciting.
Imagine them full roster fucking ready and
ready. We're essentially having the same conversation we did last time we were on here. They just kept overachieving. They kept on proving people wrong. I know the Titans only lost that game by a couple of points, but even in that game, mate, the tries the Titans scored... Like there was one where the Roosters came off their line. They knocked the ball onto Jared Wallace's hands.
He fell over the line.
Like there was a few really unlucky tries against the Roosters, I thought, in that game. They are a premier side heading into next year. It's scary what they can achieve. And then you throw in Connor Watson.
Oh, Mate. And yeah, and he's working on his hooking ability.
You get back Lindsay Collins.
Lindsay Collins, like, fuck.
He was a top shelf Origin front row.
Absolutely. He was a huge reason we won that, you know, when everyone was against us. You know, Crichton spent so much time suspended. Radley was suspended half the year. Like, mate, they are. Ben Marski, start of the year in Ron Massey Cup. That's below New South Wales Cup.
Oh, I've got a mate who he lives down south. And I remember when Marski made his debut. I was sitting next to him having a beer, and he goes, "That guy trains at my gym at his fitness first at the start of the season." And I went, nah, it's a different guy. He goes, "Mate, his name's Ben." And I just came up and I went, fuck, no way.
That's wild. That's wild. You know, Luke Keary, the forgotten man. Talk about the forgotten man in all this half chat, all of this chat, you know, Cody Walker and the Clearys. And
I was going to say this earlier, the Cleary-Keary battle. It's going to be sensational
in the next few years.
And I think the beauty of this is that, and I said it last time I was here, Sam Walker, it's all been on him this year, all the pressure. He comes in next year, he can just play second fiddle.
Yeah.
It's going to be unreal. And I mean...
The Walker, Cleary, Keary battle, that's fucking...
Yeah. Cannot and I mean, wait. Mate, probably a bit of a hot take, but, mate, I think Drew Hutchinson, Lachie Lamb, they've given Robinson reasons to... consider that six jersey next year as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Like, no, absolutely. Like, I would even – depends how he goes in the offseason, but if you can give Sam Walker a full year in reserve grade, give it to him. Like, we saw – you know, we said this at the start of the year when everyone was saying give – you know, me and Finchie was like – everyone was like, give him rookie of the year now. It's unbelievable. We were like, guys, it's a full season.
It's a long season.
You don't want to burn this kid out. And I think Trent – he was probably – I would have been more cautious. I probably would have just rested him. But you know what? He probably had no fucking troops. He couldn't just not have
him.
Well,
he also had nowhere to send him. If he's not playing off the bench, he's not playing.
That's true. So I think Trent's handled him perfectly for the situation he was in. I think if they had a full roster and there was a reserve grade, he may have played four or five games. That's it. So I totally agree. I think Drew Hutchinson especially, when they needed someone to steer him around, he fucking did a great job. A great job. Adam Kieran's come out of nowhere. Fucking great centre, even though he's a six.
I think as well.
Suwali?
Yeah, well, that's Suwali got a little taste. Perfect for him.
Yep.
Get a little taste of it. Have a preseason under your belt. Mate, Billy Smith, we could be talking about him as a premier centre in a game in 12
He's
months.
A gun. He's a gun.
People don't realise yet.
Every time he's played, with the minimal time he has, he's impacted games. And played.
This is without a preseason every year. This is coming back from injury. He will be top shot.
Him and Suwali, that's a scary prospect on your centres.
Are they both going to be in the team? Are they? Like,
well, they could. You know.
Well, you got to have Tupou on one side, Ikavalu. Is Ikavalu in the side?
Yeah, maybe you put Suwali on a one wing. It's
and
interesting.
And that's if they don't sign anyone, which...
They probably will.
You know, the guy they have signed, this Tony from Canterbury.
He's a big boy.
He's going to be good. Yeah. Canterbury fucked around with him, playing him in the 13 jersey.
Oh, my
just
God.
Make him a front rower, just let him go. He'll be unreal.
When they were playing him in the 13, I'm like, look at him. Look at the size of him. What are you doing putting him in 13? Give him the ball and say, fucking run. Like, that was bizarre to
he'll
me.
He'll be special under Robinson. He'll be one we're talking about next year.
I totally agree. Athletically, he is an impressive, impressive sight. No, I totally agree. Player of the Year was James Tedesco. Clubman of the Year, Nat Butcher. Rookie of the Year, Sam Walker. Members, players, player. Player of the Year, sorry, was James Tedesco.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.